Festival Society. Jasper Pride Festival Society. You ready? Here we go. Jasper Pride Festival Society. Jasper Pride Festival Society is where I am. Jeremy Bradley here, back live. You can go to jasper.jbonair.com. We've got all of our pictures. We're, again, live at the welcome reception. I'm holding... You know what? I'm just going to look at this here. What did they give me? It is... Name this fudge. Tweet your name suggestion to hashtag Jasper Pride. Well, I'm with somebody who can explain what this is all about. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Uwe Walter. I'm the co-chair of the Jasper Pride Festival Society.
Do you know why I had you? Because I don't think I can pronounce your name. That's why I had you do it. Okay. Do it one more time slowly.
My name is Uwe Walter. I'm the co-chair of the Jasper Pride Festival Society. Now I
get you can't even get the name. See, we were talking about this, but during that last music set, I said I'm never going to remember the name, which is why I was chanting it when we came back. But it's Uwe.
Uwe, yeah. Uwe. It's a German name, actually.
Right, okay. Yeah. If you notice the accent, right? Okay, yeah. So thanks for having us here. Now, again, like I said, I'm holding this fudge. So what is this fudge? We're going to tweet a hashtag Jasper Pride.
So one of our great sponsors donated all these rainbow fudge and for our fifth anniversary of Jasper Pride. And what they also donated with it is a $250 gift certificate. So whoever tweets out hashtag Jasper Pride and gives this fudge a specific name, and the winning name will be chosen by Mr. Gay Canada, who is with us today, and then they will get the gift certificate then.
Is fudgy not... unique enough? Would fudgy work? Do you think anybody's done fudgy?
Well, we can judge this later on, and Mr. Gay Canada might have his own opinion about that.
Yeah, we've got to find him, because I think that we're going to be chatting with him coming up in the next segment, I believe.
Absolutely.
So he'll be around all weekend. So, now we just, earlier in the last segment, had the mayor on. He was talking about a bunch of the different things that you can ski, golf, all in the same day. So what's happening for Pride Weekend? This is the fifth annual, of course, a big event here. Lots of people at the welcome reception. So what else is going on this weekend?
Well, tomorrow you'll have lots of outdoor activities. You can do an ice canyon walk, you can do snowshoeing, you can go, and most importantly, on Marmot Basin, which is our ski hill, have a fun run and fun race. Tonight, this is the start of the cultural events we have. We have the Dirty Show, a lesbian comedy show. Tomorrow night, we have Fairy Tales Queer Film Festival with us. And on Sunday morning, we have the Pride Brunch with Tony Vieira, a country music folk singer. And most importantly, Saturday night is the Pride Gala Party. Our fifth anniversary Jungle Fun hits Jasper.
And two big rainbow cakes inside. That was pretty cool. Now, there's been a lot of support. We had a representative from the Chamber of Commerce, Parks Canada, right, as well earlier. So what does that mean for the Pride Festival, I mean, to have that kind of support?
So when we have friends over, they say, they walk down our main streets, and we have two of them, and they say, I can't believe how many Pride flags you have in the windows. This is more than in Church Street in Toronto or on Davie Street in Vancouver. The local businesses are embracing this event. They are supportive. They are donating money in kinds. They're believing in this being a long-term investment in a great idea. And we were almost overwhelmed by the support we got from the local community. It is fantastic.
Earlier, you announced you already have dates for next year. Is that correct?
Yes, March 20th to 22nd, 2015. And there are direct flights from Winnipeg into Edmonton.
Yes, which I was on about, 20 minutes ago before I even got here. So do you already have events planned for next year? Like, you haven't even finished this year, and you're already doing it.
Well, we have to plan ahead, right?
Yes,
we are now really want to make sure that people mark it in the calendar. Mm-hmm. But believe me, outside the date, everything is open. So we're not there yet. A couple of things we know, but we'll announce details later on in the year.
All right. Well, you can go to jasper.jbonair.com, and we've got all of our pictures from the welcome reception and the rest of the weekend here. And we're going to get back to the music right here on Top of the Charts and the Open Road.